You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you guys too. What have you been up to today? What's one thing you guys have been up to?
It's been some heavy yard work today.
Oh, really?
At the Hawkins house, put in a new rose bed around our mailbox. So that's what we've been up to. It's a Saturday here, so that's fun.
Awesome. I bet that looks really beautiful. Well, and today we have a very special guest, my mom, Janet. The topic for this podcast is the graciousness of God through 40 years of marriage. And so Mom's joining us to kind of reflect with Dad on their marriage. And I should add in, we are cutting in just under the wire of 40 because a little bit later this month, Mom and Dad will celebrate their 41st anniversary. So congratulations, you guys. That's awesome.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's hard to believe 41 years in just 2.5 weeks. And, you know, it is really special to reflect on. I was thinking this morning, the names John and Janet both mean God is gracious. And I think that God's graciousness really does characterize our marriage, the gift that He has given to me through our marriage. So, yeah, this will be fun to talk about.
Definitely. Yeah, that's so true. And it's been such a blessing to Gary, Will, and I also, and I know a lot of other people. So thanks for sharing that, Mom. Okay, so Mom, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Some of the listeners may not know you as well as they know Dad. So just what are a few things to kind of get us started?
Okay. Well, I'm a mother of three and a grandmother of three. I grew up in Shelby. John and I both did. I went to UNC, or Carolina, as it's generally known around here. Then got a master's in religious education from Southwestern Seminary right after Dad and I got married. I started seminary along with him after we were married. Then when we moved to Durham, I taught school for 6 years, then moved over to the corporate world, was a technical project manager for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina for 13 years. And then the last 5 years, I have been working with Leadership Edge on expanding our women's services.
Awesome. And we should probably add in that you are an avid Tar Heel basketball fan.
Yes, I am.
That's something people should know about you. Okay, yeah, that's a good recap. Thanks, Mom. So one thing that probably a lot of people don't know about you guys is that you actually grew up in the same small town together. Dad, can you tell us a little bit about that?
You bet, yeah. Janet and I grew up in, as she said, Shelby, North Carolina, which is in the western part of our state. A small town at that time of about 18,000, and our families knew of each other. We were not close family friends at all, but in a town that small, you definitely have a sense of the other families there. Mm-hmm. Janet and I got to know each other a little bit in middle school, and then a lot more in high school, especially through each of us being involved in Young Life, and began dating some in high school, and then sometimes double dating where I would be with a different girl, she'd be with a different guy, but we'd be
so
together.
Funny.
And so it was kind of a slow growing relationship, especially through high school and especially through our involvement in Young Life, where I became a Christian through Young Life in high school, and then Janet later on through Young Life while she was in college. So it was good. I think that it's a neat part of our marriage that basically we've known each other all of our lives.
Yeah, that is
I mean,
cool.
That probably the first 15 years, not so much, but at 64, 15 years isn't that many years anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, I'm looking...
Oh, go ahead, Mom.
I look at that as God just gave us a real solid foundation of friendship before the romantic component entered in. I would say, as he was talking about sometimes we double dated, not dating each other. Actually, that was true of a junior senior prom when we were in high school. We double dated, but we're not dating each other. So that's a fun.
Yeah, you have a picture of that, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Show notes. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. So then you guys both went off to college and you weren't at the same college. Mom, can you tell us about the college years a little bit?
Yes, as you said, I went to Carolina, and you know, I had been involved with Young Life in high school, but I think I just assumed that, of course, I'm a Christian. I've never killed anybody. You know, I didn't see myself as, you know, that I was really bad.
Yeah.
But when I went to college, then I began to see some needs in my life and made some bad decisions and really needed the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think that when I came back to visit over Christmas break and visited with my high school Young Life leader, in the conversation, I came to understand who Jesus is. And that is when I can see that my life began to change as I asked him to be my Savior and Lord. And I knew that John was a believer, so I did reach out to him not too long after that. And it was after I came to know the Lord that the romantic component of our dating relationship began. So that is a real gift from God.
Yeah. And so how long from the time that you guys started, you know, like really dating in college, through the time that you got married? Like, was that a year or two? I'm kind of rusty on that.
Yeah, it was about 2.5 years.
Okay. Okay. And so you mentioned, Mom, already that, excuse me, that at some point or after college, you guys moved to Fort Worth and then got married. And so tell me about those early years of marriage. What were some of the highlights or some of the, like, what's some... a fun snapshot that you have in your mind from those years?
Yeah, those years were a real season of growth. We had a lot to learn, and God was really faithful in that he placed us in a new church that was just getting started, Hope Community Church. And we were around a lot of, or a group of believers who really wanted to walk with God, and some that were further along in their marriages than we were, and one couple who had not been married as long as we were, but were still much further along in their marriage than we were. And so it was a real time of growth and learning about walking with the Lord, learning about marriage, and learning about ministry. And just those early years of marriage were such a blessing. And so many of those friends from those early years are still some of our closest friends today, 40 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's neat. Thanks, Mom. So, Dad, tell us your recollections from those early years.
Yeah, I recall them a lot like Janet did. There were years where we were learning so much about being young Christians, about being married, learning how to love each other well, kind of laying the basis for beginning a family. Both of us had grown up in families that were, maybe you'd say, troubled families, where we had not gotten real clear pictures of what Christian marriage looked like. And so we just had so much to learn, but God was so gracious to meet us there and to surround us with friends and others that helped us to learn how to come together and begin this Christian marriage. So it was great adventure for us, but sometimes it had some real tough moments along the way.
Yeah. Well, and as you guys were talking, I was thinking, because, you know, having grown up in your home, I think you guys, I mean, overall, were amazing parents. And sometimes it's amazing to me to think that, you know, the the family that you guys together with God built was really different from the family either of you grew up in. And so, Mom, the thing that you were saying about community and both of you guys talking about learning from other people, but even being willing to humble yourselves and, you know, talk to people who aren't, you know, like say, like, we need help, we need to learn and grow, and how God really used that to bless your marriage and your family and your friendship. So that's just really neat. And I mean, I would imagine would be encouraging for a lot of people to hear just how God did that. So,
That also points again to just his graciousness, how he has just met us so graciously over these years.
Yeah, totally. So, and then after 5 years of marriage, you guys had kids, and I know that you both know this. I'm saying this for the audience. So I, Laura, I'm the oldest, and then Gary was born 2 years later, and then Will 3.5 years after that. And so, Dad, I know I've heard you call those years the go-go years, where, you know, it's a really great season of life, obviously. It's also busy, and you guys were involved in ministry and raising a family. And yet, I remember that you guys did stay connected through those years. So, I guess, how did you do that? How did you invest in your marriage in that season of life?
I think a lot of how you learn how to do this in the go-go years is you learn by doing. Because you know what you want. You want your marriage to continue to grow, and you want to be parenting the kids together. And yet, you, in some ways, have no idea how to do that in those busy years. And so you just figure it out as you go. And I think Janet and I, and probably especially I, had to really learn to listen to Janet's perspective, to hear how she understood how she and I were doing, how us parenting the kids, how that was going. Because a lot of the go-go years, you can just be so reactive. You know, there's just so many demands, and you're wanting to just react to them. So I think we did it kind of by doing it. And I had to learn, I think probably both of us had to learn how to listen to each other well and keep coming back together with each other during
That's
those
good.
Years.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I would agree. I think not only did I have to learn to listen, but also to communicate. And sort of force myself to talk things out. I'm an internal processor, and you know, I had to learn how to bring John in. And as he referenced, I think God gave us the insight of walking through things together rather than you go your way, I'll go mine, and I'll meet you on the other side.
And so
we just began to learn how to do that. You know, we didn't always do it successfully, but we did learn that as a pattern. And again, some of that had to do with the great community, Christian community that we were in, and what was being modeled and taught. And we both really wanted to walk with God, and he met us there.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so for 17 years, you guys lived in Texas, and then you began to sense that God was leading you to start Leadership Edge. Oh, I'm not sure if we've said this, but your dad was a college pastor who also, you guys together owned a cleaning business. And so then you began to sense that God was leading you to start Leadership Edge, and then within a year or about a year later, moved back to North Carolina. So I guess, what was it like to make that decision together? I mean, this was a big step of faith that obviously God was leading you in, but what was that like to make that decision, and what was that transition like for you guys?
Well, it certainly was a season of faith. When we left Fort Worth, they had a going away party for us, and the theme of it was Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, The Great Adventure. And that really characterized where we were at that time. John particularly had this vision and a sense of calling, and God gave me grace to jump in with him. And we had friends that were supportive and affirmed his board of directors, and So in faith, we moved.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that God's grace just brought us along, because as I look back on us deciding to start Leadership Edge, which is a nonprofit, it was a real challenge. We had no funding. There were a lot of things that were very difficult for us to come together on. And I think that part of God's grace for us at that point was not realizing how crazy and hard this decision was. And we were so drawn by God to it, and kind of a sense of vision and calling, that I don't recall, especially in the very early days of launching Leadership Edge, any fear. And I look back on that and think, why were we not scared to death in starting this? But I think part of the grace of God was that his calling was so strong and the vision was so strong. It was confirmed by the Christian community around us that he just graciously moved us into this endeavor that otherwise might have been a little bit scary for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, and I guess by that point you had started a business and seen God lead you in that, and having kids, and you know, you'd had a lot of adventures by that point. So maybe it was part of God continuing to lay a foundation and build on that foundation. That's interesting. And so what was it like once you guys got to Leadership Edge? Like, I guess, how many years did you feel like it took for things to get off the ground?
It took, well, in some ways, you could say it took maybe about 12 years for Leadership Edge to get financially stable. In terms of success and doing what God had called us to do, it was immediate. It was just remarkable how the vision that he had put in our mind about raising God-honoring leaders for our country's future, and doing that from a service organization approach rather than from a campus ministry approach, it just connected, and God blessed it, and we got traction at Duke University just very quickly. The financial funding of it was very rugged, and so really the first 12 years my salary was really unsettled in terms of how much I was actually going to make each month and then each year. And then within about 12 years it began to get pretty stable, which it has been for a long time now.
Yeah.
And I would say that God used financial need to help me learn more about who God is and his faithfulness than almost any other single area. Yeah. And so even though it was challenging and at times it was hard, it was good. It was the path that God had for us, and he showed himself faithful.
Yeah.
That's not always what I expected or what I thought it should look like, but big picture, this many years down the road, I certainly see his faithfulness.
Yeah, really good. Thanks for sharing that, Mom. And so this, I guess in those days, Mom was not as, like, on a day-to-day basis as involved in, like, the mentoring pieces and, you know, things like that, because she had three kids. And Dad, what did it look like for Mom to partner with you in those days? I guess, what did you see as her contributions to Leadership Edge in those days?
Well, she did a lot. I think that a lot of it was just, you know, especially when I would travel with Leadership Edge, just her, you know, leading and holding the family together while I was traveling, that was for sure. You know, I'm sure that we have fed well over a thousand
people. Oh, easily.
Probably several thousand by now. And most of those meals Janet prepared very, very graciously. And as we've already said, she's a huge Carolina fan, but she has been very gracious in feeding a lot of Duke people. So that's, but I think also just knowing that she believed in what, in some ways in those days, I was primarily doing, that she really believed in it and was not begrudging you know, my commitment to what I was doing, but also the sacrifice that both of us were bearing because of, in the early years, some of the financial uncertainty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Well, and one thing I remember, and I guess some of what I'm remembering is back from when I was really little. So that was when you were traveling with college ministry stuff, but that mom always really made it exciting and really special when you got home, and we would always be really celebratory and just really making you a hero, you know, like if you were gone in the evening. Mom, I think that's something you've done so well that I'm like learning from with my own family. But yeah, that's as Dad was talking, that was something that came to my mind. So anyway, okay, so then a few years later, the kids started leaving for college. So now you have a son in Indiana and a son in New York, and then I'm in California. And so you guys are officially empty nesters, have been for some time now. So what is this season of life like for you guys?
Yeah, it's been a great time for us. I think that empty nest, in some ways, is either a time where marriages just completely fall apart because they haven't stayed close through the years, and then the kids leave, and then it's just like there's nothing there anymore. Or it's a season of almost rebirth of marriage, where you have more time and more resources to give just to the two of you, and to be able to do some things together, and just enjoy kind of casual, quiet evenings together at home. Yeah. So I would say for me, these have been wonderful years.
Yeah.
And speaking of the grace of God, very much a time of God's grace in my life, being with Janet.
Yeah. That's cool. Mom, what about you?
Yeah, I would agree. They really are blessed years. Sure love when we get to visit with our kids and grandkids, but it is a sweet season in our marriage, and to have the flexibility to minister more alongside each other and with other couples, or really blessed to be able to partner with Leadership Edge more fully, actually, as an employee now, and to focus on expanding women's services. So yeah, it's a really sweet season of life. Very grateful for good health. Some of the listeners may or may not know I'm a breast cancer survivor, about 15 years.
Yeah.
And really, really grateful for good health.
Yeah, me too. Well, and one thing that I always love is if I FaceTime you guys with the kids, and if you happen to be sitting out together on the deck, that's just like one of my favorite things, just reading or talking, or I don't know what you guys are doing. But yeah, it's just, it's neat to see that you guys really enjoy being together, you know. So what is one of the best things that God has done in your lives through marriage to each other?
You know,
kind of our wind down question. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that God has revealed his love to me through the way that John has loved me, and he has helped me learn to trust God and just the adventure of walking with God together.
Yeah, and I would say for me that it's really been through these almost 41 years with Janet that God has so shaped my life, and a lot of that, I mean, some of that was through other people or through other experiences, but so very much of it was just through living with Janet and having her perspective and her partnership, and even in the times where, you know, I'm looking at her thinking, how could anyone think the way she's thinking right now? All couples do. God using even that, even the times of greatest difference between us, to in some ways further make me into the man that he wants me to be. And so I see the 41 years of our marriage as being just one huge gift of grace to me, and God forming me into the man that he has in mind for me to be today.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I think that's a great place to end. So I think a few of the takeaways for me, this was a really encouraging talk for me, at least, of just what you just said, Dad, about that it's through marriage and partnering together and, you know, serving together, raising kids together, even, Mom, the thing you mentioned about, like, even through finances or just seeing God's provision and who God makes you through that, and then the opportunity to partner together. Dad, I know I've heard you say one time or sometime that that you get to a place in marriage where you realize there's no one in the world who has, you know, walked through life like this with me. Like, it's just an irreplaceable relationship. So that's a...
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's neat to hear you guys reflect on your marriage. And Mom, even some of the things you were saying about the role that community has played in your life and just all that God has done. I mean, I'm sure there are listeners who have grown up in homes where, you know, their parents didn't necessarily know the Lord. And it's just encouraging to me, and I'm sure encouraging to others, just that God has done what he's done in your marriage and family. And so anyway, thanks so much for sharing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a joy. And Laura, thanks for being our host today.
Oh yeah. It's great to talk to you guys. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.